This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news, nutrition, and telehealth channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Jackie Arnett El-Nahar, a registered dietitian, attorney, and CEO of Teledietitian, the premier telehealth solution for nutrition counseling. Jackie, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. So for starters, what was the inspiration of your starting Teledietitian?
Sure. So I worked as a registered dietitian and continue to do so on the Teledietitian platform. But while I was working as a registered dietitian, particularly in a hospital in New York, I saw patients come in and they would have chronic disease states that required medical nutrition therapy. I'd see the patients leave and then they would come back again because they didn't take care of their diet. We're talking about heart failure patients that didn't manage their sodium or fluid intake, renal disease patients that didn't manage their potassium. And I was just wondering, why did they not see a dietitian when we asked them to? What were the obstacles that they were facing? And it really came down to cost, convenience, and access. And I saw telehealth as a way to ameliorate those concerns and to help people see a dietitian through telehealth, hence Teledietitian. And what's great about it is, if you really think about it, people rarely take off to go see their doctor, let alone to go see their registered dietitian. So it makes a lot of sense to use a virtual platform. And another great thing about telehealth and nutrition is that there are a lot of specialized areas of nutrition that, you know, many people overlook. For example, autoimmune conditions require a specialty type of dietitian. Not every dietitian does autoimmune. And when you're talking about more of the specialty areas, you're talking about urban areas. So if you have someone in a rural or suburban area, they're going to have a harder time to get to the dietitian they need to, which again, telehealth can help with.
I think this is absolutely phenomenal, and congratulations on being proactive in addressing such a major need here. So tell us, what is the process for using Teledietitian?
Thanks. It depends on where you're coming from. So we have both enterprise and consumer. Enterprise client would be coming from whether their employer, and their employer is subsidizing the nutrition consults for their employees, or from health plans. So we have health plans that we work with that do cover medical nutrition therapy. One of the concerns, of course, is whether my insurance covers it. Usually it depends on the health plan. It also depends on the disease state. So diabetes, renal conditions, bariatric surgery, those are most likely covered. There are some that are not, but we keep our price point very cost effective so that if you are a private paying client, you can pay for it, which is great. We also have the other side, which is a consumer platform. So you could just go on to teledietitian.com and see a dietitian straight away for $49, or on the platform itself, you could check if you have insurance eligibility. But depending on where you are, whether you're enterprise or client, you go to the platform and you sign up. We have a great sign-up process that's very dynamic, and it populates your nutrition care plan as you sign up. So it has a lot of AI and algorithms built into it. But when you go to sign up, you pick a dietitian based on the specialty that you need, the location. So we have a nationwide 300-plus registered dietitian network. The reason why it's nationwide is because the dietitian needs to be licensed in the state of which they see the client. And so we have dietitians all over. And you also pick a dietitian based on language. Most of our clients are English-speaking, but we do have some that prefer Spanish, Chinese, and we do accommodate that. Once you sign up and select your dietitian based on specialty, location, and language, you then have your nutrition consults. Our nutrition consults can either be via telehealth video, which is HIPAA compliant, or you could have it via phone. Some of our less tech savvy consumers, we have the phone option, which has been pretty popular. After you have the nutrition consult, which runs around 30 minutes, the dietitian uses both your sign up and the information they obtained from the consultation. They create a curated nutrition plan. And this has been such a great piece of the platform, and it's gotten such great feedback from dietitians and clients. And we really worked very hard to create what a person needs to eat healthy. And essentially you get a curated meal plan based on what you need to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snacks. We'll even find the local restaurants or takeout places that make best for you, depending on where you're located or if you're at work. You get curated recipes. You also get nutrition care manuals from the Academy of Nutrition Dietetics. So we are working with them and their manuals. So you get those right straight to you on the platform. And then you also get recommended supplements. So if there's a supplement that the dietitian thinks you need in your meal plan, whether to prevent or treat the condition, they'll suggest those and how to shop for those supplements. We also check for potential food-drug interactions. So those would be things like Coumadin or any other potential drug that could affect your diet. After the nutrition consults and your nutrition care plan, we want to keep the momentum going. So 1 week after we get, we send out a 3-day food record request, and we just want to know what you've been eating the past 3 days, 1 week after your consult, to see that you've made some positive changes. And if you haven't, the dietitian can help provide more feedback. And in between all of that, you can always message your registered dietitian for help, motivation, or whatever you need.
Jackie, how is all this different than the traditional approach of medical nutrition therapy?
Great. So the biggest difference is the price. We offer quality, the results at a much more affordable price. A general in-person consult with a registered dietitian is $110 and up. We charge $49, and that's, considerable price difference. And there's been many studies on telehealth that showcase that the quality is up, up to par. So we really take that into consideration because we want the quality to be the same, if not better. And we really focus on better, in fact. There was also more studies on telenutrition that showed that there are less cancellations and less no-shows with telenutrition, meaning that there's more follow-through, and ultimately with follow-through, there's more results. So we, by not having the traditional approach with and using telehealth, there's more likely that you'll see a dietitian and have less cancellations. And we also did a pilot with New York Presbyterian, and it showcased that people were more likely to see the dietitian than even not seeing the dietitian at all. And that partly was due to the hours and the convenience, whether it's video or phone. So our hours are from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays and then 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. So these are really great hours, to fit in a dietitian, in a real life scenario.
Today we are speaking with Jackie Arnett El-Nahar, CEO of Teledietitian, the premier telehealth solution for nutrition counseling here on eHealth Radio's Health News. Nutrition and telehealth channels are part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jackie, what have the results been so far?
The results have been great. Based on both dietitian and patient feedback, dietitians love the ease of the platform. As a dietitian myself, I think that was very important that the dietitian thought that they were providing the best possible care based on science-based guidelines and also using the protocols that we have in place that we need to adhere to. So the platform itself provides all the information that the dietitian needs to provide to the patient. And the patients themselves are able to see a dietitian more easily. It's, such a simple thing, but to see a healthcare provider more easily is huge in today's world because, the more you see a healthcare provider, the more your healthcare is being managed. And, the diet in particular is something that is easily overlooked. And unfortunately, the consequences of that are seen, in the 1 in 3 Americans that are dealing with diet-related chronic conditions. So the patients themselves have seen better results and health outcomes due to the ability to manage their care better, which we've seen in our pilots with New York Presbyterian, as well as overall telenutrition studies.
And who would you say is the ideal user for or of teledietitian?
Anyone. Anyone could use a dietitian, really, if you think about it, whether you're preventing or treating a chronic disease, but just some real case scenarios that we've had on our own platform. It's a young female looking to improve their prenatal or fertility nutrition if they're dealing with infertility, or a young male trying to control the cholesterol that runs in his family. We also have persons looking to train for a marathon and want to speak to a sports nutrition specialist so they can train safely. Or even a mother looking to better manage her Crohn's disease, which is a very, chronic condition that requires a lot of management, and diet can help assist with it, but it requires a lot of follow through, which telehealth and particularly telenutrition can help with.
And Jackie, looking into the future as the leader in telenutrition, where is Teledietitian heading looking into the future?
Well, we are the premier provider of telehealth nutrition, and we see Teledietitian growing exponentially over the next few years as we now have more insurance coverage, clients, traction, and more importantly, positive nutrition results from our users. So we're really excited because, the whole goal is to make sure that people see a dietitian when they need to see a dietitian. And if cost, convenience, and access are those issues, well, we took down those obstacles and we want teledietitian to be accessible for everyone and to help as many people as possible.
Well, Jackie, it certainly has been great to have had you, and I really appreciate what you're doing in the space. Such a huge need with nutrition counseling and help. And I think this is absolutely phenomenal what you're doing through Teledietitian. Where can listeners learn more and get more information?
Thank you so much. www.teledietitian.com. All the information is there. You can also check with your employer or health plan if they're using Teledietitian. More and more we'll be using over the next couple of months. But you can always email us, and we're happy to email and get in touch with our users.
Jackie, once again, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much, eHealth Radio. Thank you, Eric.
And you are more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jackie Arnett El-Nahar, a registered dietitian, attorney, and CEO of Teledietitian, the premier telehealth solution for nutrition counseling. And for more information and for contact, simply visit teledietitian.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news, nutrition, and telehealth channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.